Have modern-day stories about bullying sent you back in time to a memory of the kid everyone decided had cooties? And if you're having that memory, have you done anything about it? Well, Bruce Smith did. He'd tormented two sisters, Kathleen and Lorraine Riss, who'd moved from Chicago to Mooney, Illinois in grade school and were immediately shunned by everyone. Bruce Smith went on to medical school, but he couldn't shake the memory. Finally, his wife Tammy said enough is enough. She located the sisters, and they all recently met at a local Panera. The Chicago Tribune told the story of Bruce's apology, which is made all the more remarkable because his bullying happened well over 60 years ago. All three sat down again for us in the studios of WDCB in Glen Ellen, Illinois. Kathleen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And Lorraine, how about you?
Yes, I am here also.
And Bruce Smith.
Indeed, I am.
So you're all in your early 70s. Lorraine, this is still tender?
Yes, it is. It still hurts till today. You never forget what happened, even though, you know, we're older now and we put it in the past, but the memories are there forever.
Well, and Kathleen, this really maybe changed your life?
Well, I think it impacted me in the way that it's hard for me to make friends today. It's hard for me to get close to somebody. I feel like I don't belong. Even today, I feel this way.
Wow. It's so painful, so present. Lorraine, why don't you start? Kathleen, jump in. What was it like?
Well, you would go to school every day, and as soon as you got to school, even on the bus, we were like the untouchables. People would just shun you and they would go away from us, and we were called names, and no one ever, you know, would sit next to us. And if they had to sit next to us, they would be afraid to, and everybody else would laugh. It was very difficult.
They'd flatten against the walls.
Yes, they'd wash their hands if they came near us or had to touch us. If we were going up and down stairs, you know, they would make sure that they were far enough away from us. On the school bus, there would be no one that sat next to us. Eating lunches, we would have to eat alone. You know, it was just that way from grade school all through high school.
Mm. Well, and Kathleen, do I understand you each got jobs afterwards? Lorraine got married and had children. Kathleen, you did not.
No, I never got married.
Do you think this had something to do with it?
I would probably say yes. Mm. I think it stemmed from there, probably.
Well, you got a job with the Illinois Central Railroad, and do I understand that the company hired one of your former classmates?
Yes. She started off the same way she did in grade school, treating me the same way. It was like we never left the grade school.
Oh, my gosh. And other staffers followed her lead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What were you thinking at that point?
I'm just reliving grade school, reliving this all over again. This is never going to leave me.
Bruce Smith, what's this like for you to hear?
Well, it's pretty sad. I've been bothered by this for most of my adult life. And when I met my wife, she was the victim of some bullying in high school. And I said, well, sit down. I have a story to tell you. And I explained to her what I was doing with a bunch of other people in the grade school. I just sort of jumped on the bandwagon. It wasn't just me. It was a whole bunch of folks that were making fun. And I said to her one day, if I could find these ladies, I would apologize. And she took it upon herself to do that. And it was a bit difficult at first because the ladies were a bit skeptical. But she managed to convince Mary, Lorraine's daughter, to investigate. And they actually had the courage to meet me. And a bit awkward at first.
You didn't have the courage. You were in a corner. You didn't want to come over.
I had some planned remarks to say. Before I got very far, one of them said, I forgive you. And then the other lady said, and me too. And it derailed my entire presentation.
Well, take us back. You remember these things?
I do. I can remember Kathleen walking down the hallway toward us. She would carry her books in front of her, and she'd have her head down, and she was just walking down the hallway in a meek fashion, and we would jump against the wall and just plaster ourselves as tight as we could until they passed, and then we'd giggle and walk away. And, you know, I knew this was wrong when I was doing it. I didn't feel good about myself when it was done. I was just sort of following the crowd because it was the thing to do, I guess, at the time. And when I was in medical school, I began to think about this, and it really, really bothered me. Interestingly enough, in our conversation in the restaurant, none of us could figure out how this happened, how did it start, and what was it really all about. Yeah. We just did it.
We heard from Kathleen about, you know, the long-term consequences, life-changing consequences of being bullied. But it sounds like, you know, to a lesser extent, this hurt you. You're early 70s and you would be weeping.
It was just bothersome to me. I would choke up when I would talk about this. I've met so many people that have had similar experiences. This has really reached out a whole lot farther than I ever thought it would. You know, if we can make a difference in somebody's lives with this story, it's been worth all of the effort.
Well, in fact, I understand somebody, a server at the Panera, saw that there was this moment happening and complimented your meal.
She said, "This is on me, because I saw forgiveness happening in the corner. I wanted to be a part of that." So her story unfolded.
Well, and it turned out the woman in the restaurant had been abused as a child, and she was saying how special it was to see someone like you try to make amends, and the sisters forgive you. But Bruce, do you feel forgiven?
I feel better. I still carry the memory of what I did, and I'll take that to my grave, I expect. But I feel relief. I still feel guilty. I still feel bad about what I did. I'm remorseful. I'm ashamed and disgusted with my behavior, but it just feels better to be able to face it and talk to the people. Thank gosh they're still here that I could talk to them.
Mm. Well, do you also, I mean, it's one thing to have memories of grade school, but to hear Kathleen talk about how it impacted her life.
Yeah. It's a scar and a terrible crucible that she's had to carry all of her life. It doesn't get repaired.
Well, Kathleen, I want to ask you. You have offered redemption to...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Has that helped you?
I think it helped me. What I'm trying to say is I'm more happy for Bruce that he's got this off his shoulders, that he doesn't have to carry this anymore. I feel more for him at this point.
Hmm. Does it change the way you think of yourself or...
No. No.
No. Oh. Well, and Lorraine, that's got to be hard for you to hear.
It is. I think it's a blessing that we did get a chance for one person in the whole entire school to come forward and say that he's sorry, which is wonderful for us. I think it brings us some peace that we never had. We buried this and we never told anybody about it in our family or...
Not even your parents, because you didn't have a close relationship with your parents, you understand? No teachers?
There's nobody that would even notice anything was going on or look our way, you know. So we would come home from school and we would just, you know, be by ourselves and never, you know, mention it to nobody. And it brings peace to us that someone actually could come forward and admit that they did this to us.
Well, except your daughter says that it really hurts her to hear that you had been bullied.
And it hurts her deeply, right.
She says maybe you were a more tentative person because of it.
I probably was. Through this all, though, you know, Kathleen and I, we have deep faith, and our friend was Jesus, and that's who was our friend, and knowing he would always be with us.
Yeah. Kathleen, we read, it's such a symbol of this, that you still have your yearbook?
Yes, I do.
And we hear no signatures in it?
No, not one. It's like my yearbook is brand new.
Bruce.
It's sad, isn't it? There were some very difficult moments when we were talking, and this is one of them. I took the yearbook from Kathleen, and I was looking at some of the photographs, and they were pointing out this guy was no good, and this guy was really rough, and so forth. And one of the ladies said to me, "Did you notice anything in particular?" And I said, "Yes, there were no signatures in the book." And I'm thinking how sad that is. People that do the bullying don't realize that it may be a temporary thing while you're doing it, but the long-term effects are lifelong.
Yeah. Well, Bruce, you know what I'm thinking?
I can't imagine.
It's not too late. I mean to sign the yearbook.
Oh, well, yes, I could do that. I'd be honored to do that if they're so inclined.
Yeah. Well, you guys can decide.
Yeah.
Kathleen?
Yes?
I'm just hoping, you know, do you see something coming out of this, maybe speaking to schools? Or it hasn't taken away the pain. It hasn't taken away the scars. But has this done something for you?
Yes, it has. It has. I do feel better because of all this.
Yeah. Well, we thank you all so much for speaking with us. That's Kathleen Riss, her sister Lorraine O'Kelly, and Bruce Smits. Bruce, part of practically a whole school that bullied and ostracized the sisters in the 1950s, and he recently apologized. They forgave him. Have any of you heard from anybody else at Moni Elementary School?
No, I have not. No.
Not one person.
No contact whatsoever.
That would be wonderful.
Really, Lorraine? Is that you?
That's
really
me.
You'd want to hear from people?
I sure would. I would love to hear people admit that they did such bullying. I can't imagine. I would like to meet the bullies. I really would.
Well, hopefully you will, and more redemption will ensue.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.